Everyone, please settle down.
Viv and Keegan stood in front of a crowd of witches in one of the community meeting rooms at the workshop. Viv had successfully convinced the council at the workshop to let them conduct a meeting with non-artificer witches from around the world. Honestly, it had been easier to convince them than Viv had expected. Understanding that they were living in unprecedented times, the council concluded that an unprecedented meeting might be just what they needed. With all of their connections, Viv, Keegan, and the council for the workshop had assembled witches from around the world. This is where we find Viv and Keegan, dealing with a little translation issue.
No hablo inglés, gringa. Escúchame. ¿Qué dijiste? Yo... ¿Qué estás haciendo con tu mano, niñito?
El Arete.
What did you say?
Shut up. I'm trying to remember high school Spanish. El Arete. El Arete para traducir. Fuck, that's the infinitive.
Ay, ¿esta chingadera es un arete?
Yes!
Momento. Hello?
Did you just say hello?
Oh my god, you're speaking Spanish.
I'm speaking English, but you have one of my little linguists on. To every English speaker in the room, you sound like you're speaking English. Hi, Lupe. I'm so sorry that took so long to figure out.
That's all well and good.
Why is she speaking English like Colonel Sanders?
I sound like Colonel Sanders? The chicken man?
The little linguists aren't perfect, okay? Anytime the person wearing one isn't a native English speaker, it translates their English into this Benoit Blanc-ass voice.
Finger-licking good.
Now that we are able to understand our dear friend from... Where were you from again?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, hey, our friend who's saving the world right now, she's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I know her.
You do?
No, we don't all know each other, racist.
You're funny in a mean way that really resonates with me.
Thank you kindly.
Now that our friend from Puerto Rico can understand us and herself be understood, shall we commence the meeting?
Oh, look at Mr. Fancy Man telling everybody what to do.
Hank, are you drinking a potion of some kind?
No, this is some wine I made in the toilet of my RV. I just put it in this potion bottle on account of all my glasses is dirty. I'm an alchemist.
Let's try to stay sober for this meeting, okay?
Fine.
Earth is currently in danger.
Of course it is.
Artificers have been closing up rifts that open. They can't keep up. We need to join forces to protect Earth.
It's hard when people are always watching.
How so?
An artificer. I've seen it. Y'all hold up a camera and close the thing. For me as a sorcerer, well, my magic has a big show. There's hand movements and lights, and I have to channel it through myself. Sometimes I float. I'm a magician. Like, my non-witch job is being a magician. It's really common for sorcerers. I have regular gigs at hotels, and I'll do my magic in front of people then, but that's different, you understand.
You can hide behind the fiction.
Exactly. I'll blow my cover without it.
Hmm.
I've been working on a potion that I think would stop anything from being able to come through an open rift.
That would be huge.
It would be! If I could test it.
Why can't you test it?
Things I make is likely to explode. And there's always non-witches around the rifts I'm trying to find. They always beat me to it. I ain't gotten to test if it works yet.
Perhaps this is an area where diviners could be of service.
How would you do that?
When diviners work together to divine a single outcome, we're more accurate. We could assemble the covens to tell you where rifts are about to open. We could have all forces toward this effort.
Will it be three of you in a weird cloudy hot tub together?
I beg your pardon?
Minority report.
What is this about minorities?
Precognition, Reginald?
Yes, that's what I have the gift of, as a diviner.
If you can tell other witches where portals are about to open, maybe we can beat the normie humans there so we don't get caught, or accidentally explode them. We can try to get ahead of things.
Oh, hold on. I have a bad idea.
There are no bad ideas. Please share.
What if we came out of the closet?
Everyone already knows you're trans and bisexual.
You have pins saying as much on your jacket.
No, I mean witches. We come out of the closet?
I performed fellatio on one of my mates on the rugby team at Cambridge.
Not what I'm talking about, Reginald. We've called you all here for the specific task of protecting Earth. Something that all witches, regardless of type, well, excluding warlocks, protecting Earth is the main thing we all care about doing. If the world knows about vampires and demons, doesn't it make sense we tell them about the people who have been tirelessly protecting them from those forces for decades? Wouldn't it provide them some hope to know that they aren't alone in this? We need to tell the world that witches exist. For all we know, there are some people who have the power but never used it. Maybe we can find new witches along the way.
I do declare. I say, that is the worst idea I've ever heard.
Not oh my God, this is
that fucking sucks. I can't.
Rita, Dawn, Sunny, Jaxie, and Leonard landed in Leonard's house after poofing from the DMV. Dawn and Sunny took a tumble as they landed.
Is everyone okay?
I'm sorry for the turbulence. I've never teleported that many people before.
I'm okay.
I'm fucking not.
What's wrong?
I think she cracked a rib or multiple.
My God, I've horribly injured dearest Donald with a sloppy teleport.
No, she cracked a rib when Debbie kicked her. You didn't do this.
Do you think Dawn is short for Donald?
Leonard. Dawn is obviously short for Donatello.
Well, no, it's not.
What?
Are you being pursued? What's going on?
We weren't seen. We're fine, Millie. Dawn, Debbie kicked you?
Yep.
I'll kill her.
From the looks of Rita, I'm guessing she took care of that.
Yep.
You killed Debbie?
Yep. Left her in two chunkuses on the floor of Ricky's office, and apparently, Ricky took care of the evidence.
That sounds like them. They were a regular at the Bacchanal. Nobody bones like Ricky.
Don't want to hear that. They also fucked my dad.
So what? I've fucked your dad.
Oh my God.
I'm joking. But I would.
So we are in no more hurry to head to Ambrosio's dimension than we were before.
No. I think we need to regroup before we do that.
Agreed. Would anyone like any coffee?
I'm getting tunnel vision, and I feel like I'm gonna barf.
So, no.
Ugh, that's not what I fucking said. I'll take cream and sugar.
Okay, I will have a cup as well. Leonard?
Yes?
The coffee?
You offered to make it!
I've only just tried coffee for the first time mere minutes ago. Do you expect me to know how to make coffee?
Fine! While I do that, you can fetch the black leather pouch with the gold zipper from my nightstand.
Why?
Dawn is in pain, and that's where I keep my cannabis. Do you want your coffee or not?
On it.
Oh, thank you, Leonard.
We have some other stuff in the first aid kit that should help. We'll get you fixed up as best we can before we go, Donnie.
And if the meds are gonna fuck me up for too long, I don't want them.
You have cracked ribs.
And we're going to be going to the Hell Dimension run by the guy who invented vampires. I need to be fairly alert.
Okay, at least take these two tramadol for me, okay? You're not gonna get fucked up on these, promise. Here's your water bottle.
That I can do. And what are you gonna do to take care of yourself?
What? I'm fine.
Nah, if you could do anything right now, what would it be? Like, I'm 99% sure I know.
Shower.
Exactly. Dawn has her pills. Leonard is getting her weed. Go shower.
Well, but we're about to have a talk about what we're going to do next. Dawn said she wanted to regroup.
I can just fill in Millie and Leonard on what happened. They can tell me what happened to them, and I can relay it to the two of you once you're done showering and doing each other.
What?
What are you talking about?
You're gonna leave to shower, and then Rita's gonna start thinking about you in the shower, which will get her too worked up to think of anything else. She won't hear a word I say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's classic me. She has a point. She's right.
Yeah. Both of you just go shower now. You've got the most angel blood on you anyway, Rita.
Come on, baby.
Yes. Don't need this.
You don't need to take off your clothes here.
I was just taking off the Reaper robe so I don't drop angel blood all through the house. That rug looks ruined anyway.
I did not ruin it. Oh, and the tubular shower attachment is for Leonard's asshole.
Oh, no. I cleaned my
Leonard,
shoes with
that. Is this
that.
The black pouch you requested?
Yes, it is. Please take this coffee to Dawn. A skosh of sugar and just a splash of almond-based creamer, yes?
Is there...
Good Lord, yes, there's coffee for you.
Bring me that coffee or I'm going to try to rip your head off like Judith did.
You could barely rip a fart right now.
Ow. Nope.
Did you try to fart to prove a point and it hurt your ribs?
No.
Here we go. I've found Puffy Summers.
What?
My vape. It's named Puffy Summers.
That's cute. Thank you, Leonard. Leonard, fill me in on what happened to you.
Well, the TL semicolon DR is that Millie was stuck at Yavanus's, and I was teleported to the exchange. There I saw that Judith had just made a new demon-vampire hybrid, and I poofed back to the strip club, where I found Millicent. What happened to you all?
You clearly know the part about us going to the DMV.
Duh.
Yes.
Debbie is the one who made the deal with Yavanus. We got there, Debbie was a bitch, Rita killed her. Rita found Charles Dickens and got him to help us with...
Why would Charles Dickens want to help Rita?
She claims she helped him write A Christmas Carol, but I don't believe that.
Oh, neither do I.
There's no way.
I don't think so either. They both denied it, but I think she sucked him off.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That makes total sense. So Charles Dickens helped you?
Yes. Charles let us steal his code to a hell dimension, and he created a distraction. We went to the Border Patrol room to enter his code to Florida, the hell dimension, not the...
Not the state.
Yeah. Anyway, we get to the Border Patrol room, and Nostradamus is there. He and Viv...
Yes, Keegan told me. Nostradamus successfully entered the code into the computer?
No, I did it. Anyway, Azrael came in, and after Rita killed them...
Rita killed Azrael?
Whoa.
Yeah, and they called security before she did, so Rita killed security too.
Are we concerned at how much killing Rita does now?
No. Why?
A little bit. But for now, it's convenient. Anyway, then we were waiting on Viv to send coordinates to the DMV transporter I stole, and then you picked us up.
And now we all prepare to find Ambrosio.
Obviously. But let's look at everything that's going on and think more than a single step ahead, okay? Our initial objective was to find and retrieve Rita and get a means back to Earth. We've gotten Rita. And if we give Viv a moment, it seems like she's gotten the Earth thing figured out, too.
Some DMV transporters go to Earth. The one you stole may...
Yeah, it may go to Earth.
You don't have to be a bitch to me all the time, you know.
Don't have to, but I'm gonna. As I was saying, we've already accomplished our initial goals. What is our main goal now?
Protect Earth?
Kill Ambrosio.
Okay, well... Killing Ambrosio will stop Judith from getting his power and making Earth into a human buffet. That helps protect Earth. But the issue we run into now is what to do about the portals opening up.
You know, a fake Carmilla told everyone on Earth about vampires and demons.
Yeah, Viv was typing that to me as we chatted through the DMV computer. I think I had repressed that until now.
When you were just concerned about Carmilla causing an imbalance between dimensions, that was one thing.
Yeah, but learning that Voyeur, Ambrosio, the DMV, and Warlocks were affecting the energy imbalance made this impossible.
All of those things have the DMV in common.
Essentially, the answer is the DMV. That's why I've pulled the trigger on Operation Orgy Friends.
What?
I don't... You have to know I don't understand what that means. Wait. Voyeur was an issue because of the DMV too?
Well, just as the DMV works with Ambrosio, they also worked with the mother of energy vampires, Videla. They're given travel arrangements, tax breaks.
Tax breaks?
Well, the DMV traffics in souls. They're the reason that the Hell Dimensions traffic in souls. They created the structures that allowed Ambrosio to carry on unabated. If everyone could travel to and from Earth, other demons could try to start similar things to vampires. For this to work, enforcing the borders and such, the DMV takes a cut of the souls brought in by both types of vampires.
They made it sound as though they were needed to keep the balance.
They don't make sure it's equally balanced. They make sure things are balanced in favor of the folks who bring them the most souls. This is why I've been working on Operation Orgy Friends at the Bacchanal for centuries.
Oh, I almost hate to ask. What does Operation Orgy Friends entail?
As we speak, comrades of mine are disrupting business as usual at the DMV.
Oh, that must include Ricky.
Yes. Between what Vivian and Keegan are doing and what the Orgy Friends are doing, I believe we will take down the DMV. If we succeed, things go back to what they were. Souls will naturally move through dimensional barriers, going to their final destination based on the weight of the soul. The Feather of Ma'at was never necessary for this. The universe handled that fine before the DMV.
I remember Kyle telling us that, about how it was before.
Dawn, I can call off the Orgy Friends temporarily if you want me to.
I want you to...
Ooh, good for them! Clearly, they're almost finished. Should I just wait for them to come back so I don't have to explain this twice?
Yeah, I think that's wise.
Then you'll have time to make more coffee.
Get your ass over here and learn how to do it. I'm not making you coffee again.
Oh. Okay.
With Sunny and Rita done with their shower and arts and crafts, they join the rest of the gang in the living room to discuss next steps.
Are you sure you don't want a shower, Donnie?
I hurt so much I'm trying not to barf, but moving it all sounds like a nightmare. I don't think I could handle the added sensory input right now. That and you just had sex in there.
Sorry, Donnie.
Olive, I'm gonna keep puffing on this.
Hell yeah, rip that cotton, baby.
Vape-nash.
May I?
Sure.
Oh, mommy.
Leonard was going to fill us in on Operation Orgy Friends.
Leonard, my guy? Read the fucking room. Dawn is a sex-repulsed asexual, and Millie is my sister.
No, this isn't about having an orgy.
I am confusion.
This is about the surreptitious attack on the DMV I've been planning and my bacchanals for centuries.
Are we about to get another flashback into your earlier life?
Yes! I wasn't always as well connected as I am now. That took centuries for me to work on. Orgy after orgy, I'd invite like-minded people who were sick of the DMV. I'd also invite higher-profile folks who had no interest in collective liberation. I wanted this to look like nothing more than a party. Inviting powerful angels and demons who worked with the DMV kept me under the radar. Once the orgy was over, these powerful pawns would leave and my comrades would stay to discuss our plans.
Leonard, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do from the accounting department.
The way you contribute to the plan doesn't have to be... Melchior? Linda? Are you still doing hand stuff under that blanket?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
It's not playtime anymore. This meeting is very important.
I'm sorry, look. See, my hands are above the blanket.
Melchior?
Yeah, mine are out too.
And your other set of hands? Thank you. Now, what was I saying?
Something about me not knowing how to help from accounting.
Oh, yes, that was it. The manner in which you help doesn't have to be tampering with anything in accounting. How much sensitive information is on the documents you acquire in your department?
Oh, I see what you're suggesting. There's a lot.
There's a lot of sensitive information. The question is, what information would be helpful for taking down the DMV?
Information is just one way you could help. I'm encouraging you all to think outside the box and find ways you can contribute to the cause.
Well, people trust me.
Yes?
I mean that people always assume I'm trustworthy. I could use that. Nobody at the DMV has secure logins either.
Why do you know this?
Well, I'm a stickler for cybersecurity.
You're from the Bone Zone.
I know. I'm living the stereotype. I used to be a pretty prolific pornographer, and I take cybersecurity seriously. I'm a stereotypical glowing skeleton, what can I say?
And we love you for that.
People at the DMV will share their passwords unprompted. Some keep them written down on post-it notes at their desk in clear view. I started dating someone at work.
Oh. Ricky!
Oh, babe. You know we're going to gossip about that later.
Anyway, his password is just password 1234. He asked me to clock in for him the other day because he was late. I think he might have ADHD. He's late a lot, but that's besides the point. Even people I'm not dating play fast and loose with their login credentials. They say them out loud while they type. They write them in the corners of some of the paperwork that crosses my desk. And we don't even have an actual IT department. The passwords never change. I could start collecting these.
Yes! Yes, Ricky, you gorgeous green-boned bitch! This is the exact kind of thinking we need. The goal is to use whatever power you have at the DMV and use it to hurt them. We can infiltrate the organization as much as possible until we find the right time to strike. We need to get our fingers in as many pies as possible at the DMV. That way, we can... Melchior, Linda, you know that's not what I meant when I said fingers in pies.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I see what you're saying, Leonard. We try to get as many people from the DMV in as many departments as possible on our side, ready to disrupt and / or halt business as usual.
And once we find them in a weak moment, we execute our plan.
Well, what do we call this plan?
What about... Oh, Operation Orgy Friends.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's real good. What do you all think?
God damn it! Linda! Melchior! We were nearly finished!
So was I, bitch.
So, over the centuries, we tried to recruit anyone from the DMV who seemed to share our values. Since the DMV doesn't have any real turnover... Well, I guess Rita changed that by killing 4 DMV employees.
Po-buddy's nerfect.
When my former lover Todrick paid us a visit, we decided it was time to begin. Our double agents in the DMV are doing their assigned parts and fucking up operations.
So, with them, the Sibyls, and Viv's computer virus...
And Rita killing 4 people.
Oh my god.
Oh, yeah. And Rita killing 4 people. With all of that, do you think that will take down the DMV?
Will it stop all of the DMV's essential functions? Yes. At least until they have a chance to adapt. Will it destroy them as an organization? I don't believe so. Nobody's seen the higher-ups, but I'd imagine they'd have to be out of the picture for the DMV to disappear permanently. Jaxie, would you... Oh, sweetheart, please put that down.
What is he... Oh, no. Oh, Jaxie, that's not a toy.
I mean, technically it is a toy, is it not?
Oh, gross. Oh, I bet he thinks it's like one of those rubber bones I got him.
Drop it! I assure you, it's not for puppies. Well, that's incredibly rude.
Sorry about my son.
What was I saying before Jaxie picked up the executioner?
I thought that was the executioner. You were saying that nobody's seen the higher-ups, but, like, that can't be true, though, right? I swear my dad has been to meetings with them.
No, there's always someone higher-up. His higher-ups had their own meetings with higher-ups. And there's another thing to consider. Dawn, this affects you a great deal.
No, what? How does this affect me?
Oh, no. Oh, no, I see what you're saying.
Oh, no. I do as well.
Yes.
Donnie, if operations at the DMV cease, there's no way for them to enforce the murdered people get reincarnated thing. Your soul's fate would be up to wherever you get sorted in the universe.
Good.
Dawn, have you thought about this? You worked so hard to prove you were murdered. You've been working on making sure you don't get reincarnated back into hell on Earth.
Sunny, they made this temporary body I'm in out of souls. They cushioned things and told me it was made with soul energy. But I have the full context of what that means now. The way things are now is hurting people. Lucky winners shouldn't be a thing. Just because I personally benefit from what the DMV has done doesn't mean I need to help them keep doing it. This is right, Sunny. They meddled in the order of the universe, and Earth, my home, is being destroyed because of it. I want to make sure Earth is safe, and if the DMV is the ultimate cause of the chaos on Earth, we have to take them down. I wouldn't be able to live with myself if... well, not live with myself. I want to have a good death, and that's not going to happen if I'm only thinking of myself. Ah! Oh, gentle! With the hug! Ah!
Your ribs. Oh, I'm sorry, little buddy. Oh, I just love you so much. Oh, you're right. You deserve a good death, and I'm going to try to make sure that happens.
We all are.
Yes, we are.
I have no real stake in your feelings, but your interests align with my own.
Thank God for that.
What does this mean for our course of action? What are we doing?
Why are you looking at me?
Am I incorrect in thinking that you're the leader of the group?
Yes.
No.
You're absolutely the leader.
You're the boss, Tani.
I don't want to be the leader.
And what did I tell you not so long ago?
That me not wanting to lead people is exactly why I'd be good at it. As team leader... Ugh, that feels gross. Ugh.
Boss baby?
You know what? I don't mind the title of boss baby. As boss baby, I think we should head for Ambrosio's. The DMV is otherwise occupied at the moment, and Judith is more of an immediate threat. Earth can hang on while we deal with her. Once we've killed her and Ambrosio, we can focus on finishing off the DMV. Keegan and Viv have been working on that, and I need to keep... trusting that I delegated this to the right people.
So it's off to Ambrosio's?
Yep. Everyone get your stuff packed and get ready to go. We're gonna bounce as soon as we're all ready.
How long were you all at the DMV?
Hard to tell. No more than a couple of hours. Why?
So, if Little Miss Kingslayer killed 4 people in 2 hours, that's half an hour per person.
Oh my god. It's not a big deal.
So once we find Judith and Ambrosio, Rita should have things sorted out in an hour.
Maybe even faster if they're standing close together.
Oh my god. Hey, don't you fucking skip the housekeeping part. I have something important to tell you. Don't you skip it, okay? I'm sorry I had to yell. Before I get to the important part that I didn't want you to skip over, if you like this episode, you can thank our Patreon supporters, like Bethany Glass, Percy, Chamberlain Foreman, Nunya B, Kate Michigoose, K-Genius, Chibs1012, Dave Perrell, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Gus Lutzi, Helen Clifford, B. Trossler, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, Fintago, and Randy Lovings. Now, okay, before I get to my usual stuff, I don't want you to skip this part because I have a special request of you. And some of you secretly reveal to me that you don't listen to the housekeeping section when you ask me certain questions on social media or on certain podcatcher platforms like Spotify. So I'm going to make sure you're listening because I don't want to hear after the show has ended. Man, I wish I would have known about that. We are doing a special full cast Q&A. After the series finale of today's Lucky Winner, and I need questions for that. Now, the folks who are in the Discord server have already been hopping on that and asking some great questions in our special channel for that, but we're going to do like a hot one style sort of Q&A where those of us who can eat hot sauce, like myself, who's a little hot sauce monster, will be eating progressively spicier and spicier hot sauce while we answer your questions. There have been some real bangers so far, but we would love to get some more. So, if you want to leave a comment on an episode in Spotify and say, hey, I have a question for the Q&A. If you want to, you know, ask me on Instagram. If you want to ask me on Blue Sky, even though I rarely use it, but I'm on there. If you want to, you know, any way you can get it to me, homing pigeon, I don't care, as long as it gets here. So we'll be taking those questions, and we would like them from you. And then if you're someone who usually skips the housekeeping section, you can dip now. That's all I needed you for. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I got stern, but I needed questions. So you know the usual. The best way you can help us is to tell people about the show. We have the spinoff coming out. I'm working on a couple other audio dramas. We also have info dumpies. So even though the show is coming to an end, you're still helping more people find our content and helping us make more, you know, weird shit for you to listen to and enjoy to briefly escape the horrors of the world. So yeah, telling people about the show helps us. We don't take paid advertisements and we don't pay for ads. If you want to help us even further, you can subscribe or leave a rating or review on your podcatcher of choice. This helps us in the algorithms and helps us get recommended to people who listen to similar things and helps people get a good idea of what the show is about and kind of gives people an idea of the listener engagement we have. So that helps us get more listens as well. If you are in a place to help us out financially, you can go to the show details and find a link to the Mixnomer Patreon page. The Mixnomer Patreon page will have bonus content for all the stuff we do now, the stuff we'll be doing in the future, and, you know, that's going to be your one-stop shop to support this gang of neurodivergent weirdos as we make audio content for you. So if you want to support us financially, you can hop over to the Mixnomer Patreon link in the show details. And if you want to just come hang out with us, you don't have to be a Patreon supporter to do this anymore. You can go to the show details and find a link to the Discord server. It's my favorite Discord server. And really, I'm not just saying that because it's our Discord server. It's got the best vibes and everyone is hugely supportive. And it's genuinely the least stressful Discord server I am in. So, like, if Discord servers are usually stressful for you, this one might not be. I find them a little overwhelming a lot of the time, but it's great vibes, cool times, great oldies. This weekend, Violet and I will be doing another stream of the game Chance of Sinnar, which we've been doing pretty regularly, and we're partway through the game. But yeah, Violet did a stream of her playing Repo, like an impromptu one, last week because she was too spooked to play it on her own. And that was really good. But yeah, it's really fun and you should come hang out with us. So this episode is episode 22, and there are only 28 episodes of this season, so I am just letting everyone know this is where we are in relation to the end of the series. I'm also reminding you that there's going to be a spinoff, so you won't be completely without our content and some of your favorite characters, but I'm just letting you know because my autistic ass wants to know all the details, and I imagine you do too, and I don't want to leave anyone hanging. But that is all I've got for you, my friends. Until next time, try not to die.